thought if people go there for assorted drugs, maybe Amsterdam is a place we should at least see. I saw that Anne Frank's house and museum were there, where Anne and her family hid from the German occupation forces. Amsterdam is not open late. There aren't many people out at all. I know. They have legal drugs there. They say marijuana is legal and magic mushrooms are considered a soft drug.
I didn't know how powerful most of the drugs were considered soft drugs, but what the hell, I guess that's the beauty of a monarchy or socialism.
But you get marijuana in coffee shops, but we didn't want coffee. We ordered drinks at a bar, and we then found out that they only accepted cash. One round of drinks cost over 27 euros.
That's over 40 American dollars.
This pissed me off, and so we had to find at least another place that accepted credit cards, and the only place was a Mexican restaurant that wanted us to eat food, so we ordered soup so that we could drink a half a liter of Heineken. So what does that mean for the night for me? It means I didn't see any pot on any menus. I didn't see anyone smoking pot. I didn't see anyone offering it. I saw nothing. I paid almost 50 American dollars for two rounds of drinks and soup. We did go to the Anne Frank house. It was really cool to be in the house she hid in and see films and artifacts in English as well as in Dutch. Okay, so I'm not into the drugs, but at least I saw the place.